I have a Sleep Number bed. I've had a couple of them, actually. I love them so much. And the technology gets amazing with these. If it's bedtime, like it's actually time to get a new bed, let me tell you what my friends at Sleep Number have introduced. The most amazing bed ever. Ta-da! It's the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. It is designed to keep each of you effortlessly comfortable for the best possible sleep. Responsive air technology. This bed senses your every move, automatically adjusts to you, so you stay sleeping comfortably throughout the night. And did you know that if you're a little warm, maybe fall asleep faster? The Sleep Number 360 bed can pre-warm each side of the bed. My current bed doesn't do that, so I got to get one of these new Sleep Numbers. My Sleep Number setting is a 30. My IQ score last night was in the 90s. Right now, go and enjoy introductory savings of $200 to $500 on the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. There are more than 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Call 800-NEXT-BED or visit sleepnumber.com to find a store near you. You can tell them you heard on the Bobby Bones Show, but if it's bedtime, like time to get to bed right now.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Morning, welcome to Thursday Show. Morning, Cereo.
Morning.
Emmy doesn't have earlobes, apparently. I never noticed this about you.
Have you not?
No. I see earlobes. I know people say stuff to you on Instagram and hurt your feelings. What happened?
Yeah, I don't have earlobes. Well, I posted this one picture on Instagram where my hair was pulled back, which I rarely have my hair pulled back behind my ears.
Because of your earlobes?
Yeah, a little bit. And then certain earrings, I only have like one pair of earrings that aren't too heavy that I can wear because otherwise I don't have the earlobes to support the earring.
Guys, I see earlobes.
I do too.
Yeah, I see earlobes.
Really?
Yeah, they're
okay.
There.
Some of the finer ones I've seen in a while too.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
No, that's nice. But someone pointed out my weird earlobes and how I don't have them basically. I mean, they really are small compared to other people's, but it just makes me self-conscious. And they're ripped. I need to get them sewn. You know what I'm talking about?
Do you guys have parts of your body that you're self-conscious about? Like
sure.
Odd things?
Yeah.
Odd things.
Oh, well, I mean, just my big nose.
I don't really see a
big
nose.
Your nose.
I see it.
Let me turn around on the side. See it now?
No, Eddie, your nose does not look that big.
Oh, I have big ears.
Okay.
Is it just me? Is this body dysmorphic?
Yeah, this is what we feel weird about, so I guess.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. Pretty fine-looking ears and nose.
Really?
Yeah.
We all should be feeling better. You. Bobby's making me feel good about my earlobes now.
Lunchbox?
I got nothing wrong with me. I feel good about everything on my body. Yeah. I mean, I got some ugly toes, but that doesn't bother me.
Toes.
Some people, it bothers me. I don't care.
What
Look
about
at
your
them.
Arms, though? Like, that doesn't bother you?
No, I can't touch my shoulders. That doesn't bother me. That's just hereditary.
You didn't know any different.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you,
what
Bobby?
What about you, Bobby? I mean, I know there's a few things.
Oh, man.
I don't think there is.
My chest is a bird chest.
That's one I know.
Yes, I've heard that. Teeth?
My teeth are good.
They're fine now.
Yeah. Now, because I had fake ones put in.
Oh, true. Your calves? Was it your calves?
What's wrong?
Yeah,
wait.
I thought it was pecs
big head,
and calves.
Big head.
But he grew into it.
I hate this segment.
Well, that's what I mean. There was a few things.
His right eye?
Yes, it doesn't work.
Oh, is it right side?
Right side doesn't work.
Interesting.
What else?
Anything else, Bobby?
I've said nothing except chest, and you guys decided to go down the water slide of every part of my body. Thank you.
Oh, there's got to be more.
I'm done. Thanks for being here. I'm going home.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Julie and Will Rom of Cincinnati. They've been fostering children for nearly 10 years. They were never able to conceive a child, so they decided to help children who were in need of care. So they fostered them. Well, this month, the couple finally got a family of their own. They adopted 5 kids. Will, 12. Truth, 9. Mariana, 6. Kiora, 3, and KJ, 2, who have been placed with them over the past 3 years.
Wow.
Adopted all 5 of them. Isn't that cool?
That's amazing.
Julie and Will Rom. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big 3 stories.
It's producer Raymond. U.S. passport holders are not going to be able to travel to North Korea beginning September 1st. Officials say anyone in North Korea with a U.S. passport should leave before the restrictions take place. In Minneapolis, there was a gas leak explosion at a private Christian school, preschool through 12th grade. Witnesses said it sounded like a sonic boom. Dozens were hospitalized. No children were injured. And finally, Amazon held job fairs in 12 states across the country. There were long lines. Amazon said they hoped to hire 50,000 people from those fairs.
What happened to your dog this morning?
Well, she has found a way to get out of the backyard. There's this, we have one of those gates that's like the chain link gate. I mean, our gate is wooden, but then there's one side gate that's a chain link. And I think she gets like a bowl and then just goes right through it because we put it back together and then sometimes, boom, it splits right open. So I think she gets a head start. She charges at it and she knows she can get out if she pushes hard enough.
So she got out this morning?
Yeah. And then she goes and like hangs out, walks around the neighbors. And I'm like, Josie, I'm outside yelling and it's dark.
In the morning?
Yes, in the morning. And it's awful. And I just do my hair, and it's all humid.
Oh,
I'm like, this
no.
is just not good. I'm like, Josie, if you don't get back here in 5 seconds, and I start counting, and then here she comes. Doo, 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 doo.
She comes on the count.
Well, no, she must hear me, but she just must be like, I don't know how many houses away, and I kind of have to walk around to figure out which direction she went. Eventually, she hears me and makes her way.
I was reading the story about how dumb millennials are, and they don't know that you can get free TV by putting an antenna on. And I read this, and I'm like, I didn't know you could still get free TV by putting an antenna on. I mean, the whole article is like, millennials are so dumb. All you have to do is put an antenna on. Now, back in the day, I knew that, but I didn't know that was still a thing. Did you guys know that was still a thing?
No.
Well, yeah. I mean, they...
You get the free, like, channels you, 2,
like,
3,
it's
4.
It's already in
PBS.
Your TV now.
Right. The basics.
I didn't know if you just put the wire hanger on the back of the TV, you were getting channels.
Oh.
That's what they're saying, basically. Like, back in the day.
Yeah.
And making fun of people, like our Morgan number 2.
Yeah.
Now every time they're like, millennials are stupid, I'm like, leave Morgan number 2 alone. She was at Morgan number 2, our new digital girl. She was out like skiing at 9 p.m. last night.
What?
What is happening?
Posting a picture on Insta story. It was like nighttime skiing. So I sent her a message. Must be nice to be able to live a life on a weeknight.
Oh, like on a lake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where else do you ski?
On a mountain?
Listen, I don't know.
Snow skiing?
What in the
I
world?
Didn't say water skiing. My brain, I mean, obviously I knew she wasn't snow skiing unless she like just made it back here really quickly.
I've never been snow skiing in my life. Like, that's not even a thing to me.
Oh.
You've been snow skiing, Lunchbox?
No, I've never been in the mountains where there's snow.
I think I drove up to some snow once.
Have you ever really seen snow?
I mean, I've seen snow in Chicago.
Bit.
Yeah, my grandparents lived there, so as a kid, I'd go there. Build snowmen.
No, those are the days.
Yeah,
huh?
It was awesome.
Antenna on the TV, snowmen in the evening.
Oh, it's the Bobby Bones Show.
Time for your positivity right now.
Tell me something good.
The city of Long Beach, California, setting a great example of how to reuse and recycle. In May, they said, anybody that lives here, if you have unwanted bicycles, we don't care how old, please give them to us. So they got like 40 bikes donated to them. They took parts and built them again. And they were able to make 30 bicycles, and they've been able to give them to at-risk kids and families who just need the bikes.
Oh, that's cool.
The Recycle Your Bike program, and now it's going to be an annual event. Some other cities are taking it, too.
Oh, that's such a good idea, because you think, because one part of your bike's broken, maybe you can't use it, but they can make it to use it to make a whole new bike.
And you can use that bike, too, to also get to work for your kid.
Got it.
An adult.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody up.
Well, you know when you're on a flight and there's like children that are behaving badly or crying or whatever? Obviously, it's annoying. And there was this one single mom flying. She had 3 kids with her. Her kids were just not doing that great. Her baby was screaming, crying. But everyone was just really annoyed by her and being rude and like rolling their eyes and even making comments under their breath. And one mom who didn't have her kids with her, she took it upon herself to go help this mom that was flying with the 3 kids alone and grab the baby that was crying and just offered a hand. Like, and that's what she wants other people to do. She says, how can we ignore another human in distress?
No, I get it, and I like that. The problem is when someone goes, hey, these are my kids, I'll take care of it. When someone jumps on you for doing that.
Oh, yeah.
I like that she did that. We have to handle that very gently.
This mom accepted the help with open arms and was super grateful.
Because like, some parents will feel like you're coming, like, oh, you don't think I can handle my kids?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you're 30,000 feet up in the air and everyone is like staring at you, like get your kids under control, I'm sure you'll take a little help if you can get it.
Also, what about like 4-year-olds that won't stop kicking my seat?
Oh, that's mentioned in the story too. Apparently one of her kids was doing
like,
that.
Like control your kids. I'm one of those people. Like I'm trying to take a nap. Control your kid. It's a good story. Lunchbox.
Captain Davis of the Louisiana Sheriff's Department was driving through the neighborhood with his kids when there was this old grandpa out mowing the lawn. It was 100 degrees outside and it was really long. And he said, man, I feel bad for that grandpa. Pulls over the car, mows the front and backyard, and tells grandpa to take a seat.
Wow.
Man. There you go. It's good news. Thank you.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
You guys win your soccer game, Lunchbox?
No. We had the playoffs last night, first round, and we lost 3-1.
I saw your tweet. It was like, we only will win. That's the only option.
Yeah, and then a couple hours later, I put, and we lost. And I don't know if age is catching up with me or what, but my team had the worst season we've had since I joined the co-ed team, and this is the third season in a row we've lost first round of the playoffs. It's sad.
Does your wife play?
No. No. She plays volleyball. She's not on the soccer. She's never played soccer, and that'd be bad to put her out there.
Co-ed rec season over?
It's over, dude. We got to go back to the drawing board and figure something out. I don't know if either he's got younger pills or what, but these young cats are taking it to us right now.
More than 250,000 glitter iPhone cases are recalled after they've caused burns.
Hmm. Man.
That's a lot of iPhone cases.
Yeah.
You see where Kim Kardashian's getting sued for like $100 million because of that selfie camera?
No.
She built a thing on the phone and it shows a light and it's like the perfect selfie.
Uh-huh.
And another company's like, yeah, we already built that. And she's like, no. So now they're in a fight over that.
Oh, ooh. It's Lumi.
What is it?
The company Lumi, I think
it is, yeah. The world's oldest family says the key to long life is to eat oatmeal. The entire Donnelly family eats oatmeal twice a day. And it's how they're the world's oldest family. Anyway. Yeah.
Okay.
You oatmeal fans?
Yeah, I love oatmeal.
Yummy.
We're going to live long.
I like oatmeal with lots of brown sugar and butter. Maybe a little milk, gummy bears. Maybe some Cinnamon Toast Crunch in there. Yeah, some Fruit Loops mixed in. Chocolate syrup. Like, that's my kind of oatmeal. I don't think I'll live very long though. That.
Bobby Bone Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
George Strait is set to release the soundtrack to his movie Pure Country for the first time on vinyl coming up September 15th, exactly 25 years to the day of its initial release. To celebrate, he's going to perform hits from the album on his two-night run September 1st and 2nd at the T-Mobile Arena in Vegas. And Faith Hill and Tim McGraw, they had to cancel their show in North Little Rock, Arkansas last night because, well, Faith has some vocal issues, and her doctor is like, nope, you're on prescribed vocal rest.
They canceled it, didn't postpone it, but the next night they're back on.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And I actually think they had to cancel tonight as well, and so maybe tomorrow night they're back on. But either way, hope that Faith's voice gets better. I'm Amy, that's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New Holland, Pennsylvania. Theodore Gunderson was hungry. He's like, man, I want some lunch. So he's like, I'm going to head up to Wendy's, get me a salad. So he orders a salad, goes and sits down, and he loves cucumbers. Only problem is this salad only had two cucumbers on it.
Slices?
Two slices.
Oh, no.
So he goes up to the counter and says, I ordered a salad. Why are there only two cucumbers on it? So, they said that's what it comes with. He throws the salad at the employee.
Wow.
And says, if I had a gun or a knife, you'd be the first one to go.
Oh my goodness.
So, Theodore didn't get another salad. He got some handcuffs around his wrists. He got cuffed and stuffed, facing numerous charges.
Do you stay at Wendy's after you make that threat is what I wonder. Like, if I didn't have cucumbers, I'd get you with the gun. I would say that and then run. I wouldn't hang around and eat a salad with no cucumbers.
Well, he tried to get in his car, but police arrived and arrested him.
That's quick. It must have been next door.
Yeah.
They were eating there.
Oh, so poor Theodore.
Not poor Theodore. Theodore's an idiot.
Yeah.
Well, Theodore was having a bad day.
All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The polls of the day yesterday. Should parents drink when their kids are around? 81% of people said yes. It's fine.
Yay.
Yay.
All right.
Number two. Did you like the cover of Haim that Don't Impress Me Much, which was controversial yesterday? The Shania Twain.
That don't impress me much.
Pretty much split down the middle.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good considering it was Haim.
Whatever.
How do you say their name? Do you like seeing male cleavage? 29% of people say yes. 71 say no to the male cleavage. All of us bird-chested men appreciate that. Yes, we do. Looking at my notes here, a couple things. One, Mike Fisher from the Nashville Predators, Carrie Underwood's husband, retired. Like, peace out.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, came across this morning. Mike Fisher, out. You know, you get plenty of money. You were successful. I mean, I'm sure he wants a championship, but he says, how many times are you going to get hit in the head? Hockey, same thing as football, just about. You're getting slammed. I think when you have kids and you have a life, you start to think, do I want to not be all the way there when I get older? when you have everything, and I think the baby just adds to it. Like, and good for him. He feels like his body can't do it. These sports where you're slamming heads, I know they're the most fun. Listen, I played football my whole life. And it's like, oh, we play football. But they're dumb. It's a dumb sport. Like, it's the most fun, but it's the dumbest sport. Hockey, football, anything where your heads are slamming against each other all the time. Your brain is slamming into your skull. I love football. I have season tickets to Razorback games. I played football all the way through 12th grade. I love it. But man, it's a dumb sport. And it's not even with our feet. Soccer's football. Anyway, Mike Fisher. Good run, buddy.
Good run. 17 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a lot.
No, our listeners get mad at me when I say football is dumb, but I say it for someone who loves it. I love it so much. But it's dumb. It's a dumb sport. I'll watch every game. I will watch it like crazy. Like, I will be there Sunday, ready to go at noon Central Time, watch it all the way till it's over Sunday night. Here comes Monday. Here we go again. Then Thursday night, I'm back at it.
Oh, my gosh.
But it is a dumb sport.
It's coming up.
Saturday mostly. I love college football more than I love the NFL.
Cool.
I have a allergy problem. Can't tell. Just probably can't because I'm masking it so perfectly. It's so frustrating because I feel like a woman or $1 million.
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun. You get it?
Yeah. So I feel great. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm sitting over here going, bleh. Tried everything. Zyrtec, Mirtec.
Oh.
Yeah, you tried that?
Mirtec didn't work?
No. I neti potted it. I'm doing everything. Taking medicine, still nothing. So I'm here. I'm grinding through it. I'll be fine. Eddie left his kid locked in the car. I don't know if he's talking about that. You know how people leave their kids in the cars?
Yeah.
Eddie did that.
I did it.
Oh my gosh. Have you seen on our highways, we have signs that say, where's your baby?
Yeah. No, make sure you know where your baby is at all times. Yeah. I mean, it was tough. It was scary. It was one of the scariest things I could have done. It could have been really, really bad. And thankfully, our pest control guy was outside and he noticed that he was in the car and he got him out.
Your 3-year-old?
My 3-year-old. I mean, he was just in the back seat. He had dropped his baseball and I thought all the kids were out of the car, so I closed the door. And I guess my 3-year-old just doesn't know how to open the door. But hey, guess what? Once we got him out, first thing I did was like, come over here. I'm going to show you how to push this door open.
But how was he, hot?
I mean, it was hot outside, but he'd been there for like 2 minutes. But I mean, really,
was
if I
crying,
I'd go. Oh, he was just terrified. He was like, my parents left me in my car. Like, this is the scariest moment ever. And he cried for about 10 minutes afterwards. So, yes, a reminder. Do you think that you know where your kids are at all times? Just make sure they're not in the car.
Lunchbox is convinced that everyone that leaves their kids in the car does it on purpose.
Yes. And when I read stories like that, I'm convinced that it's easier than people think to forget that your kids are possibly still in the car. Because it happened to me.
Yeah. No, my sister said the same thing. She's got 4 kids.
All right, imagine that you order pizza, pizza guy comes, and you don't tip him for whatever reason. I don't like that you don't tip him, but sometimes it happens. Either you forget, or you just don't have the money, or you just aren't cool. But then the pizza person leaves a 4-page letter at your door talking about how you suck. And if you do it again, you may come back. Here.
She says their initial interaction was brief. She didn't think anything was wrong. But days later, that same pizza delivery guy allegedly went back to her home and dropped off a 4-page letter.
I delivered you a pizza not long ago and it was given and was not given a tip.
But Ledford tells us quickly became threatening.
And if it turns out that the delivery driver is me again and you do not tip yet again, I'm going to probably rob you.
She filed a report with Redondo Beach Police, who are investigating this as a possible criminal threat, which could potentially be a felony.
I waited tables for a long time. Oh, Lunchbox was a delivery guy for a long time. Sometimes you don't get tipped. Now, sometimes they forget. Sometimes they're not good people. Those are parts of the game. That's part of the service industry. Sometimes people don't serve you when you serve them. And it stinks. No one like that. Now, let's say you left one little note saying, hey, I didn't appreciate not getting tipped. I have kids, and just taped it on the door. I'd have been like, that's weird. Don't do that. If he'd have left a 1-page letter that said, hey, I dropped pizza off. I have a family. If you don't mind tipping me that few words, a few lines, I'd have been like, ooh, that's kind of creepy. Don't leave 1-page letters. He left a 4-page handwritten letter. That's the kind of person who stabs animals.
Yeah, and he threatened her.
And I'm going to rob you.
Oh,
maybe not.
God.
Just kidding on that kidding. I probably will. That guy goes to jail. You throw him in for a day, and then he does community. He's not there. First, he gets fired.
the rule about the service industry is you do the best you can and hope they give you the best. And when they don't, that just stinks. But sometimes life stinks. Mm-hmm. I never waited a table and they gave me a tip and I was like, oh, whoa, I got something for you. Here's a 1-page letter about why you didn't tip me that good. Like,
you just keep them pre-written in your pocket.
This guy's nuts.
Yeah.
Like, nuts.
When you first teased it, I thought, okay, clearly had a bad day. He just wants to share with someone why it's kind to tip or something. But
I would have kind of got that.
He straight up like said, I will rob you.
I might rob you.
Oh, I might.
No. He said, I might rob you. Just kidding. But just kidding. I'm not really that kidding.
Okay, whatever. Either way.
Guys, a 4-page letter about anything is excessive.
Yeah.
If my meemaw sends me a 4-page letter, I'm like, meemaw, you okay? What's happening to you? You not feeling good? Like, is this the last letter you're ever going to send? This guy's not good. He got to go away. Mm. No more pizza delivery. It's community service.
Let's come out.
Sometimes you don't get tipped. In life, sometimes you don't get tipped.
Yeah. Here's a tip. Don't do that.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
Here's a tip. This dude's nuts. Like, get him. Everybody agree on that? Probably a little excessive.
Yeah, he needs some help.
Well, I don't think they're going to commit him for that.
They could. They could do an evaluation.
But it is a threat. I'm not going to rob you. I will rob you. Just kidding. No, just kidding. I really did. Just kidding. Never going to get it time. About half men say this is their number one fear. You're on the air. Eric in Alabama. What's up, buddy?
How's it going, man?
Good, man. What do you think? Number one fear about half men. That's a lot of men.
I'm going to say failure.
Ah, that's not it. I appreciate that, though. Hey, guy in Boston.
I would say lose your job.
Man, big fear.
Ooh.
Not it. Amy, never going to get it.
Snakes.
Ooh. You're never gonna get it. No.
Tricked me.
Lunchbox.
Man, this is the easiest one we've ever had.
Yeah. Easiest ever.
Ever. And I feel bad for Eddie because it's happening to him. Going bald, folks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All I do is win, no matter what. Got money on my mind. I can never get enough. And every time I step in the building, everybody hands go up.
And they stay there. And they stay there.
Look at that guy. Eddie, what's that like going bald?
It's like your head gets hotter quicker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You feel the heat up there. Okay, can I be real?
Yeah.
It sucks.
I'm really asking.
Yeah, that's why he was asking.
Like, I worry about it, too. I think guys really worry about it. And when I see a guy going bald, I don't think in my head, I'm making fun of him. I think, oh, that sucks, man. Like, I really feel bad for him.
You know when it really hurts is when, like, you or anybody comes in, not Lunchbox because he doesn't really have a style, but when you guys have different styles of hair, like, that's kind of cool. Like, I was like, man, I can't do anything with my hair.
I feel the same way, though, about guys with pecs. Like just talking honestly, like, when I see guys with muscles, I'm like, man, I wish I genetically, because I work hard, and I can't. I cannot build chest muscles. And I work hard, and I'm like, man, that must be so cool. To be able to do that.
Yeah, same feeling, I guess.
Yeah, I used to wear a hat every day in high school, and then they talked about how if you wear a hat, you'll go bald. I stopped wearing hats.
I think that's been debunked.
Well, I understand that.
I remember them saying that. Even Oprah said that one.
I'm out. Hat, gone.
Even Oprah said that.
Yeah.
Well, then, it's gone.
It is a thing, though, where we see things that, and we're jealous. Like, I grew up, I would see somebody with money, and at the time where I grew up, money isn't money that I see now. I see Luke Bryan come in, and he's got $100 million. But when I was somebody that was making $40,000 a year, their parents was like, they're rich. And I would be so mad because I didn't get to have money. Like, sometimes I didn't get 3 meals in a day. And I was like, man, I'm so jealous of that. That's how I feel about people with muscles now.
Yeah. And that's how I feel like people with hair.
And I'm only kind of joking about the muscles thing, but it's really, I'm like, dang. Or if I see somebody with, like, natural abs.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like they don't, you know they don't work hard.
Oh, yeah, no, they don't do crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if they don't have allergies and I do, I'm like, dang. Lunchbox, nice win, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sarah in Virginia, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Well, I just heard the segment about where Eddie said that he was going bald. And I work in Northern Virginia where, you know, I work with 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, 40s. And I think, along with a lot of my colleagues, that bald men are very sexy. We're also around a lot of military, so you see a lot of short hair. So I would tell him, don't sweat it. There's a lot of women out there, and I'm sure his wife loves, you know, the way he looks. But for men that are out there that are worried about going bald, don't. Go with it, shave it off, cut it short, because there are women out there that just find it very, very attractive.
I think that's nice of you to say, but what Eddie does, though, is he, like, covers it up and, like, doesn't shave his head. He's got the ring, and then the other part he tries to cover up with other hair.
Yeah, no, don't do that. Just Eddie, just cut it short, and trust me, you'll feel much better.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, he tries to comb it over a little bit.
He does. He tries to comb over for sure. Yeah.
Own it.
The comb over makes it worse.
Yeah.
The comb over makes it worse, but, you know, I say just cut it short, and you don't have to do it all at one time. Just keep cutting it short, and then trust me, when you get there, you'll feel comfortable about it, and, you know, if you just hold yourself and you think, hey, I look good, trust me, other women will think you look good.
There you go.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. That'll keep me very positive.
Shave your entire head.
No, I'm not there yet.
Why?
You
are though.
No.
Why?
I'm not there yet. And let me ask you this, because my wife says this. She says, I'm tall enough for people not to see the top
Stop
of my
it.
Head.
Stop it.
Is that true?
No.
Well, you're taller than her, so yes.
But you can also see.
Well, like, I'm asking you guys, because you guys are kind of the same.
Your forehead goes back.
I have a receding hairline in the front, yeah.
No, you're bald.
Oh, my goodness.
Eddie, take off your hat just real quick.
Don't do the comb over, you know, because that just makes it worse. And it's like people know that you're trying to hide it. You know, you don't want to be that teacher that the kids always said, oh, my gosh, look at him with the comb over. And,
Thank you for the call. Appreciate that.
No problem.
Bye,
you guys have
Sarah.
A great day.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, Sarah.
All right. Yeah. Speaking of Eddie, Amy, go ahead.
Well, I just think that Eddie needs to embrace it. We've heard time and time again, including from this caller and studies, that if you shave it and put off that confidence, women love it.
I don't think I look good with a shaved head.
You don't know yet. Let us be the judge of that.
No.
Vin Diesel it.
Yeah, Vin Diesel it, Eddie. Judy in Boston.
Hey, Bobby.
What up, Judy in Boston?
Hey, we appreciate you in Boston.
Well, I appreciate you in Boston.
Yay!
Yeah.
I want to put my vote in. Amy gets the morning corny all the time. She does the best job, and it's not her jokes. Sorry, Amy, it's not the jokes. It's you. It's because you get so tickled at what you're saying.
So wait, what are you saying? Are you saying not to give it to Eddie?
I'm saying not to give it to anybody but Amy.
The screen says, wants to say Eddie was not good.
Judy! I'm all ears. Listen, I'm listening. What do you have to say about my morning corny?
Come at him.
Because you don't give it the same way Amy does. Amy gets so... Like, she giggles. And when she giggles, I giggle.
There we go. Coming up in 8 minutes, Amy's morning corny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And listen, it's never just going to be Amy's. If she hits us with a bad one, it goes over to Lunchbox.
What?
Yeah.
Judy just said.
Judy doesn't rule the world.
Oh,
yeah.
Bobby Bone Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
There's a profile on Brett Eldridge in USA Today, and he talks about what it's like to date when you're country's most eligible bachelor.
Did he assign himself that title?
No, they did. It's their words.
I don't even think he's country's most eligible bachelor.
Well,
who
some
would
of the other
be
big
country's?
Ones are totally taken and married. I mean, think about it. Think. Keith Urban, taken. Luke Bryan, taken. Thomas Rhett,
taken. Oh,
you're
picking the big stars.
Sam Hunt, taken.
Yeah, they're all taken, Bobby. They're taken.
Dude.
Brett Eldridge, I mean.
Titles taken.
Seats taken.
Can't sit here. Titles taken. And then what does he say? Go ahead.
Well, he's talking about the pros and cons. And for cons, he says, you know, he likes to keep his personal life private. And with all the attention, it makes it a little bit difficult, especially if you're trying to get to know someone beyond the surface.
He wants to keep it private. Remember even then that model that was all over not private?
Yeah,
I remember that.
But for a while,
remember when you met her?
He was like, wasn't he asking you to kind of keep it private?
No, but I was like, don't worry, dude, I got you. I'll keep it private.
Okay, well, the pros of being Brett and single and eligible is it's not hard to meet women because they slip him their phone number, they give him their business cards, or older women try to set them up with their pretty daughter.
Dang, I'm being a hater right now.
Business cards.
I feel it. I'm not proud of it. Not, guys, I want you to know I'm not proud of being a hater.
Why are you being a hater?
Because I was like, oh, he's not the most eligible. He probably is. I'm just being a hater. I don't mean to, but sometimes my subconscious comes out.
Yeah.
Like,
he's pretty...
I'd say Brett Young, but I don't think people know who he is yet.
Yeah, but people are definitely into him. If I've posted him on my Instagram a few times, if I've been like interviewing him for something, and people, I get direct messages from like good friends that are like, who is that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, he has two songs.
Right.
But no one knows who he is
yet. You're right.
It
so maybe when he gets more known, they'll be like, Brett Young, hook it up.
Mm. He's, I guess Brett Eldridge is in his 30s, but Brett Young's like 36, 37.
Yeah.
He looks like he's about 19.
Yeah, he looks young.
I agree. When I learned his age, I was like, what?
Yeah.
You're aging gracefully. So Vin Diesel is...
Gracefully.
That's nice to hear.
George Burns.
Vin Diesel is producing a reboot of Miami Vice for NBC. He's not going to be one of the stars, it doesn't seem, but the original ran from 1984 to 1989. So Miami Vice, coming back.
They've had bad movies in Miami Vice, too. Like, that doesn't excite me very much.
It doesn't?
Especially if he's not in it. Like, I want Vin Diesel in it. Yeah. And Bow Wow, both of them. Mariah in St. Louis. Hello.
Hello. It's actually Maria.
Oh, Maria. Good morning to you. Sorry I messed your name up.
First time caller.
First time caller. Hey!
I was asking, we are going to see you tomorrow night, The Raging Idiots. And our husbands are not, don't listen to the show. So we're wondering what to tell them about you guys.
Oh, you
and
mean?
What to,
yeah. Like, The Raging Idiots were in St. Louis and Madison, Wisconsin, and all over the country later this year. But the Raging Idiots are a band. It's Eddie and myself, and we bring all like Nashville's great players, and we play all kinds of music. We have a few of our own songs, but we're playing like all the songs, basically.
Theme song?
What?
The Golden Girls theme song?
Yeah, we'll do that one if you want it. You're requesting it right now?
Yes.
I'm just telling you, it's a lot of fun. We play a lot of covers. It's just stupid. I promise you'll have fun. I promise. And if they don't have fun, I will give them the price of their ticket back, minus all of it. They'll have fun. It'll be good. It's a fun show, I promise. We don't take ourselves seriously. We wear track suits, and we have really good players except for us.
Cool. Well, we are looking forward to it.
All right. Can't wait to see you tomorrow night in St. Louis.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Maria, sorry I messed your name up. Should I start finding Mike D when he puts names up wrong?
Yes.
Ooh.
Aww.
Because he put up Mariah.
That's not good.
What do you think about that, Mike D?
What's the punishment?
$1 every time you do it.
$1.
It's a fine, yeah.
Yeah, set up a jar.
Yeah, money jar. There's now a fine jar. $1 every time I mess up a name.
Yeah.
How you feel about that?
Can't afford that.
You can now. Don't mess up.
Ooh.
That's what I say. Yeah, Raging Idiots tomorrow and Saturday night in St. Louis, Wisconsin. Yeah.
If you were to fine us for all the times we mess up.
You ever watch James Brown movie? That's what he used to do. Fine all the players. So I'm about to start doing too.
Huh? For what? If they were late?
Anything. Late.
Messed up.
Messed up. You get a fine.
Are you joking?
Mm-mm.
I need to see that. But no, you shouldn't do that. We'll all go broke.
And now the newest song from Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots, Chick-fil-A, But It's Sunday.
Someone asked me earlier to play the Chick-fil-A song, so this is for you guys.
I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the fries and a little waffle, but now I'm feeling awful. I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. Yeah, the one day that you aren't open is the one day that I was hoping to get Chick-fil-A, yeah, yeah, yeah. To get Chick-fil-A, yeah, yeah, yeah. I yell hello through the drive-thru, hello. Nobody answers me back. I look around for all the other cars. Where the heck is everyone at? I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the fries and a little waffle, but now I'm feeling. I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. Yeah, the one day that you aren't open is the one day that I was hoping to get Chick-fil-A.
Download Chick-fil-A, But It's Sunday from Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots on iTunes now.
Hey, by the way, the video's up too. We just put it up. If you don't see that video.
Okay.
You want to see it?
Yeah.
Let's watch it together.
Okay.
Look, there it is right there. See? There.
Cute.
That. Yeah, look at that. Yeah, BobbyBones.com.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
That sounds like a fun game. I think our listeners should call in and tell us what we should get fined for. Mm. Because I think if Amy's computer goes off during the show while we're on the air, that's fine.
Oh, same for if yours goes off. Okay.
Oh, mine rarely goes off, though, unless I'm listening, previewing an audio clip for the show.
But you're admitting it has happened.
Yeah, only once.
So you would get fined.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, listen, our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. If you have a recommendation on what we should get fined for, I'm totally for it, and then we'll use the money for charity.
It cannot involve speech impediments.
That's true.
Yes, it can.
No, it cannot. No, it cannot.
It can involve whatever they say.
The Morning Corny.
What is a kitten's favorite dessert?
What is a kitten's favorite dessert?
Mice cream. Mice cream. Get it?
That was the Morning Corny.
It's cute. Yep. Cute.
Can I have it back?
Nice.
That is good.
Yeah. Ask the question out loud, Amy.
Oh, well, I was just looking at some old school pictures of Garth Brooks, and it made me think, like, back in the day, the radio people were probably interviewing him and hanging out with him and doing stuff, not really knowing he was going to be the GOAT, Garth Brooks. So I'm like, who's going to be that of, like, our time? Like, these people that come in our studio and we see them play for the first time, like, who's going to grow up to be the Garth-ish?
Eric Church, because he did it different. Sam Hunt, because he did it way different and just sold and... People don't give Sam Hunt credit, not even for his music, but for just being like, to heck with the system. Like, you want a rule breaker? Like, that dude's just like, I don't care what people think. And that's a big part of it.
Oh, okay.
Those are the people that I gravitate to, people that just don't care about rules.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are none. You make your own rules. And it's a good question.
Yeah.
Who would you put on the list? Who will we look at in 15 years and go, wow?
I think Luke Bryan. I mean, he's just killed it. He's killed it. I think he's the man right now and will continue to be.
I think Rascal Flatts, they've had a history and they're still going. They're spanning decades.
I think they kind of already are what they are.
Yeah.
They're a legendary band.
They've done it.
And they're back putting out hits again. Like Garth, I don't know if they're ever... Garth had just...
I just was using him because I was looking at young pictures of him, probably, and I was picturing him walking in some radio station for the first time. I'm like, God, people probably didn't know what in the world he was going to turn into when they first saw him playing and stuff, but...
That's how I felt about you. Like, people have no idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, now I do.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Brandon of Tennessee. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, Bobby, how's it going?
Good. You're able to say, fine, go.
First time caller.
Hey. I don't have much of a voice, or I'd scream louder, so I appreciate that.
All right. Teasers, Bobby. Mm. You drive me nuts with the teasers.
Good.
When you don't get to them.
Mm.
Perfect example, your best humble brag story ever.
Mm.
You teased it for almost an hour. I missed it.
Oh, come on. Maybe you missed it in the middle. Man, I did it so quick you didn't catch it.
What was
oh,
it?
Oh, no. It was, I drive almost an hour to work every day, or a little over an hour.
Oh, dang it. You got me. Okay. What's the rule then? If I tease something, how long?
I'd say not more than two songs worth.
No, I got to do more than that. Sometimes it's longer. I say 20 minutes.
Okay, 20 minutes is fair.
All right, 20 minutes is fair. $1, I'll take that fine. Okay.
Wow.
I'm in. No, listen, I want to listen to the listeners. I was talking about James Brown earlier. And James Brown would fine the people on his band, the people that worked for him, if they did something that wasn't up to standards. He'd be like, $50 fine. And I was like, man, we should fine ourselves. And so Mike D, our phone screener, put up the wrong name. And I was like, $1 fine. And then we have a jar of fines, and then when it hits a point, we donate that to somebody that could use it.
Sounds like a plan, I guess.
And I guess. And I said, listeners should call in and say what we should be fined for. You're up. Alexa in Maryland, what would you fine us for?
I would say that I would fine lunch
sorry, Les, love you, but anytime he complains about his wife either having or not having a job.
What? That's the most... Then what do you want me to talk about?
That's his whole repertoire.
Like, I mean,
yeah.
I talk about good things, too, but sometimes we all complain about our significant others, and so that's just one of the things that bothers me.
What if you just talk about it and don't complain?
I don't think it's complaining. I think I just talk about it. I think you guys make it sound like I'm complaining.
I know your wife is not employed now.
Yeah, she is fun employed again.
So did she quit?
She quit. She decided she wasn't enjoying it. Didn't feel like it was up her alley, so she wanted to go out and explore and try to find something else. And so she is out of a job. She's fun employed.
How do you feel about that?
I'm not going to complain. I am so happy for her.
No, I'm asking really.
No, man, I'm like, why wouldn't you have a job lined up before you piece out the other job? I mean, she had an interview, and I guess she thought it went well, thought it was going to be good, put in 2 weeks, job didn't come through, so now she's fun employed.
So wow.
So more Law & Order SVU and Wine Wednesdays at the house?
Yeah, we're going to be back to Wine Wednesday, Law & Order SVU marathons, and... I don't know. I mean, hopefully she's out there just, you know, hitting the pavement, knocking on doors, dropping off resumes, because that's what she needs to be doing.
Huh. I'm sorry.
Hey.
Condolences.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mitzi.
Hi, Bobby. First time caller.
Hey!
Don't get mad, Bobby. This is for you.
Go ahead.
You're so wonderful. We all just love you.
I love when sentences start like that. Go ahead. But there's always a but coming.
Yeah. I think you should put a dollar in the jar every time you say something negative about yourself because you're wonderful.
I'd be broke.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Aww. I think there's maybe something to that.
She wants you to love yourself.
Yeah, so does Bieber. But, you know... Let's go, Zed in Mississippi. Hey, Zed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on. No, Ed Sheeran. Yeah, Bieber. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran wrote it. Yeah. Go ahead, Zed.
All right. Yeah, mine's about lunch. And it's not just to be negative, or I don't want to get down on lunch. You know, it plays a vital role on the show, I believe that. But when he yells in the microphone, I mean, it's talk radio, you know, in the morning, so you're going to have it louder than you're playing your music anyway.
So find him when he yells.
Yeah, when he yells.
All right.
Okay, I'll just talk like this.
Oh, boy.
No, you don't have to be dramatic.
None of us are agreeing to any of this. Yeah. Carrie's husband, Mike Fisher, retired from hockey, announced it today after 17 years of playing in the NHL. He's hanging up his old skates. Oh, hockey's a brutal sport. They got to hang it up, too. He's 37, right?
Yeah. And is that the normal age to quit the old NHL?
Anytime you get over 30 in these contact sports, yeah, it starts to be a thing.
So, like, he's captain of the team, but, like, what's his role? Like, you know, like, compare it to quarterback, like, his position. Like,
he plays defense, right?
So he probably gets hit a lot?
I think you always get hit a lot.
Oh.
Talky. It's like this show. You hit a lot with words. You guys always slamming me with stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? Get your balls on this. It's a Bobby Bones show. Hey. Tomorrow, Brandi Clark's in for Female Friday. Next Friday, Lindsay L. comes in. That'll be awkward.
Why?
I'm not interviewing her.
Listeners are.
Yeah, we'll take a lot of questions from listeners. I have very little to say.
Okay.
During that.
I'm sure you'll do fine.
Her album's out next week. That's, I'm just telling you, it's going to be awkward for me because I know where everybody's head's going to go.
What? What'd you say?
I didn't hear you.
Is Bobby going to propose? Oh,
okay. All those questions are going to happen next Friday.
Nobody's going to ask that. Maybe. Oh.
That'll be next Friday. How you feel about sending a baby to the chiropractor?
I know people that do it.
A baby?
Yeah. I know people, their babies are so little and they go see like a holistic doctor that also pops their back.
Witch doctor. Craziness.
What? No, I really don't think it's crazy.
Here's phone number. 877-77-BOBBY. Would you let your baby go to a chiropractor? Here's a 4-day-old.
Oh, wow.
Daughter.
Four
yeah.
Days. old.
Oh, don't be a judge now.
No, I'm not. I'm just, yeah. I didn't know it was like a newborn.
Daughter wasn't sleeping. Listen to this. He cracks her back.
It'll look more than that. Because she's so flexible, I'm going to have to get some extension in her spine. Okay. I'm going to take that contact there like that. I have to, unfortunately, just extend her a little bit to get it in the right place. That's why we be quick. Hey, darling. Hey.
It's okay, boo-boo. I just broke all of your spine. It's okay. Louise.
And now is she sleeping?
I don't know. I haven't been watching her.
There better be an update, surely.
Wow.
So you're cool with that?
I'm totally cool with it.
What?
What? What do you mean, y'all? What?
Did you hear that baby?
Yeah. Do you know what happens when you pop your spine? A baby's spine.
No.
We all have spines. When you pop your spine, it makes a popping sound. I feel like it's a natural way.
Yeah, but obviously it hurt the baby because it cried.
Or it scared the baby.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know that it was... I think he did it.
Or the baby pooped. There's a lot of things that make baby cry.
Yeah.
Baby was hungry.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
You inject your baby with shots full of whatever, and this is a natural way.
I do not.
I'm not saying you. Oh, I'm saying we in general. Like, why not embrace something more natural?
Call us. Chiropractors for babies. Oh, boy. They take this baby into the chiropractor, and they're like, okay, baby, we're going to crack your back. Again, this baby is 4 days old. Here.
And that, because she's so flexible, I'm going to have to get some extension in her spine. Okay. I'm going to take that contact there like that. I have to, unfortunately, just extend her a little bit to get it in the right place. That's why we'd be quick.
Think of the nads on this chiropractor to break a baby.
Yeah.
Like, that's risky.
Big time.
I don't care how good you are. That's a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Sam in Arkansas. What do you think about this baby at the chiropractor?
I don't like that idea. I've been to the chiropractor myself once, ironically, to try to induce myself into labor because I was past due. But they put your head in, like, this chokehold wrestling move kind of thing and, like, crack your neck, and I thought that this guy was going to kill me, and I would not want them to do that to my precious little fragile baby.
Mm, I hear you right there. Appreciate that. Appreciate you. All right, Amanda in Baton Rouge. Thank you for calling, Amanda.
Hi. Actually, my daughter, when she was 4 weeks old, she was diagnosed with bad acid reflux, and the doctor gave her a bunch of medicine, and it didn't work, so I had a friend suggested me to take her to the chiropractor, and she didn't pop her like that. She used other little methods, but after about 4 weeks, twice a week, she was pretty much cured of her acid reflux.
Wow.
Oh, stop it, Amy. Amy reacted none to the other one.
Yeah. She's like, amazing.
Amanda, appreciate you.
We appreciate you.
Thank you. Let's go one more. Hey, Megan in Indiana.
Hey, guys. So my little brother, I'm 30. He's like 6 now. But my little brother, when he was like first born, he had a whole bunch of stomach issues. And then as he got older, he would like walk on his tiptoes and stuff. He's been going to the chiropractor since he was like 2 months old. And he's totally like all his symptoms have gone away. So I'm like totally for it.
Wow.
You're a believer.
I'm a believer. It was amazing. Like, he used to cry consistently just through the whole day because of his stomach issues and everything, and probably like the other girl said, like 4 to 6 weeks after they started taking him, he just stopped. He didn't have to change formula, nothing. Like, it totally healed him.
All right, well, I appreciate that call. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Bobby.
Did you hear that, baby?
I did. Of course, it's going to scare the baby.
Didn't sound like a giggle to me.
It's not a scare.
Well, that's how do you know? The baby doesn't talk.
Hey, yeah, who's had babies?
Good point. Me, I've had two.
Who hasn't?
Okay, me.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Do you hear this nonsense? Eddie thinks I made a filter.
It's true.
We took a picture at the Gorge in Washington State. Yeah. Our band, The Raging Idiots, was playing Watershed. And we had our shirts off because it was hot. And he thinks I made the filter make him look fat.
Listen, man, I know you. I know your little tricks. And you made me look fatter than you by using a black and white filter.
Fatter.
I wanted to look like an old Western.
Okay, you're right.
Is that on Instagram?
Yes. Yeah. Go to Mr. Bobby Bones.
I'm looking at it right now.
Mr. Bobby Bones. Scroll down a little bit. It's black and white. Tell me if the filter makes Eddie look fat.
It's not the filter, Eddie.
What? Amy.
Eddie.
Lunchbox, go ahead.
Eddie, how is that a filter? You're both in the same filter, and you're both in the same type of chair.
And you're sitting, like, in more of a way. Like, that Bobby's you're trying sitting to skinny in a yourself. Flattering way. You're like, no, I think you're like
stop
bald.
Blaming life on filters.
Like, Eddie, you're just chilling. You're
Instagram
letting it hang
filter,
out.
Instagram filter, fake news.
Nah, whatever. Blake Shelton, Throwback Thursday, 2001. Our digital girl, Morgan. What year were you born, Morgan?
23. Or, no, I was born in 1993. I am 23.
Huh? 1993. Wow. I always wonder with some of these songs if she even knows. Because, like, earlier we played Trisha. She's in love with a boy. 1991. She wasn't even born yet.
Oh, my gosh.
That's weird.
When you say it like that, then I'm like, okay.
I know. We did a whole Bobby cast after the show, and we talked to our new Morgan number two. And she was like, yeah, when I was born, Saved by the Bell just started. Like, dang.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Would you rather get more vacation days or a raise? Amy.
I guess I'll take more vacation days.
Okay. Lunchbox, you get the option. More vacation or more or a raise?
Oh, that is a tough one, man, because I love that money.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to be relaxing.
Yeah.
I like to be chilling. I like to be traveling.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm going to shock the world here. Give me the more vacation days.
You want more vacation?
I want more vacation to relax and chill.
Yeah, I'm going to take money because I don't really like vacation. According to a new report, 60% would take the money.
Mm.
It's close, though.
Wow, more. I just registered. More people would take the money?
Than the vacation.
Wow. Okay. Wow, Lunchbox, we're not the normal people.
Well, I'm told. We like, that is my two favorite things in the world.
I know.
What?
Vacation money. And money.
Oh, those are your two favorite things?
Absolutely.
Bobby's like, I don't want either.
Yeah, I'm good without that. I can live just fine without the one.
I just want to work, and you don't even have to pay me.
Yeah. I would do. Listen, I did this job forever for no money.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, let me ask you a question. Is your wife pregnant?
Uh-oh. Is my wife pregnant?
Yeah.
Good question.
No, not that I know of.
Okay. Because I made a prediction that around this time she'd be pregnant. Remember, it was like a lot, like 5 or 6 months ago, I was like, I predict by August 3rd, Lunchbox's wife will be pregnant.
Right. That's right.
So you're saying that as far as you know, as of right now, she's not pregnant.
Yeah. She's pregnant. She has not revealed it to me.
Son of a gun. Is she waiting for 3 months to let you know?
Maybe. Maybe that's how it works. Maybe she doesn't want to get my hopes up or, you know, she wants to surprise me. But yeah, so far she has not come to me with anything like a cake where I cut it and there's a color and all that. She hasn't done any of that.
Does that happen first, or is that just a plus minus sign?
I think it's the like, test first.
Don't you
test
do the gender nobody, reveal later on?
Yeah. Nobody's baking any cakes just yet.
But you guys, when are you gonna have a baby? Like, what do you think? When do you think you'll have a baby, Lunchbox?
Yeah. Be for real.
I'm being for real. Like, whenever she gets pregnant, we'll have a baby.
Are you trying? Like we must do it right now.
Does she text you sometimes? Like, now's the time. Is she in the know of when would be?
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Because she texts me sometimes.
Oh. Stop.
Oh, man.
Bobby.
Does she really?
No.
Jerry.
That's
Jerry.
All I heard.
I hope that if you get the option to watch some of this hacked HBO stuff that you just don't do it. The story's getting worse and worse. HBO hackers upload unseen Game of Thrones episodes and a whole bunch more online. And selfishly, I'd like to just watch all the Game of Thrones and be like, done. But it just sets such a bad precedent, excuse me. So Netflix has been hacked. HBO has been hacked. 1.5 terabytes of data, including several upcoming episodes of Game of Thrones, they've all been obtained. But this is just millions and millions of dollars. It's stealing money.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're doing is you're being involved in stealing money as well. It's like if someone robbed a bank and they walked out and went, I'd like for you to have some of this money. Now, it'd be nice to take it, but it's not yours. Mm-hmm. It's not your money. So, yeah, I don't like that. I don't like these hackers are saying, hey, well, we won't release it if you give us money. This is the new terrorist.
Mm-hmm. Those people need to go to jail.
Just wait till they start hacking airplanes. Stop.
I'd rather not.
But no, they're going to. They're going to hack cars, airplanes, computer systems. We're constantly having to be ahead a step when we're constantly behind. But cars are going to get hacked.
I'm going to go back to old school airplanes. Like,
when they pedal.
Wright Brothers.
And they pedal so fast that the wings flap
take
up
off
and down.
A Kitty Hawk or something.
Yeah, you think I'm messing with you about this.
No, I don't.
A man hid his ex-girlfriend's body in a freezer.
Oh, hid it?
Yeah, he hid it. While his new girlfriend took over the life of the other girlfriend.
Yeah, that's a pretty messed up story.
They looked alike?
No, he just replaced her role.
It's like if you were stealing an identity. They don't look alike. No. An Ohio man and his girlfriend have been charged with abuse of a corpse after the missing ex-girlfriend remains were found in a freezer. And so he got a new girlfriend, and she just took her
place. Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that a weird charge? Abuse of a corpse?
It's a charge I feel needs to exist, though.
Heck yeah.
Totally.
It's a weird charge because I don't think a lot of people do it because a lot of people aren't up in the head. Like
right. I just really had never heard that charge before.
Yeah, but you go to a graveyard and dig somebody up, start messing with the body.
Not cool.
That's abuse of a corpse.
Yes.
They're also going to haunt you. People don't worry enough about the haunting.
Right.
Because if somebody messes with my corpse,
you're after him.
I'm going to haunt the crap out of you.
Maybe that's how he got caught.
What?
She came and told somebody.
No, he asked his neighbor to hold onto the freezer for him. There was a big padlock on it, and they was like, that's kind of weird. They opened it up.
This dude must love his pork chops.
What in the world?
Why would you even involve your neighbors?
No, that's pork chops in there.
Smart.
This dude's got some high-priced venison.
They must have already thought he was a total weirdo.
Something was up.
Because if Bobby asked me to watch a freezer with a padlock, I'm not being anything weird.
Why is the freezer locked?
Here's why a freezer's locked. First of all, where I come from, people would steal meat.
Yeah.
Meat was very important.
Really?
Yeah, you go out deer hunting, you a bunch of meat, you lock it up so nobody steals
That's
it.
That's money.
Especially if it's outside.
Oh,
or what if Bobby's
so
freezing his money? I mean, that could be
People
bad,
do
too.
Freeze their money, too.
I keep important documents in my freezer.
Yeah, why do you do that?
Because I feel like if my house burns down, that's going to be one of the last places.
Because it's going
to
be so cold. It
documents?
Burn.
Yeah, like my birth certificate, my passport, my voter registration.
The ice turns into water sometimes.
Yeah, but
you know?
And then runs
it all. Keep it in a Ziploc bag in the freezer. Don't ask me questions.
I didn't realize a freezer didn't melt.
Always done it. It does, probably. It does.
Oh. All right, thanks for hanging out. Mr. Bobby Bones. I just got a message from Lauren Petrowski at Fox 7. And I just got it 10 seconds ago. It says, Willie, is it true? Now, I'm not here to spread anything. I just see the question. There have been death rumors 100 times.
So many.
And she's a reporter.
Yeah, I'm
looking right now. I see nothing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that would be a thing.
I mean, where do you go first for news? Twitter?
Oh, for sure. And I'm just going to call Lauren Petrowski at Fox 7, see if she'll answer.
Oh, boy.
I've got nothing.
Yeah. Hey, so you're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hey, so wait, what do you mean, Willie, is it true?
I'm just seeing on Twitter.
But you're seeing what?
It's saying multiple sources within the music industry, sources in Nashville. This is not confirmed. So
but what's the website you're seeing?
There's not a website. That's why it's like just on Twitter. There's a bunch of tweets going out from random people. There's a radio station, I think, in Chicago that's saying that they've heard this.
I mean,
we tweeted it out, and then other people are like retweeting it. And then I'm seeing other news people retweeting it saying not confirmed, but this is the rumor.
Oh, wow.
The weird thing is there have been in the past few months. Do you have to get on TV or can you talk for a second?
No, I have a minute.
The weird thing is, for the past few months, there have been a lot of these weird Willie Nelson fake death stories.
Right.
So, I don't know. What are you guys seeing around the room?
I'm seeing
the same thing she said.
Go ahead, Lauren.
I mean, this is nothing that we have confirmed. So, we're just trying to find out where they're getting this from. A lot of the tweets are just like pretty vague, saying people in the music industry or sources in Nashville are saying this.
Yeah,
so,
if there are no sources attached.
Official.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Thank you. We'll follow.
Someone said...
Okay.
All right.
Hopefully not true.
Hopefully not true. Bye.
Someone said, I typed in Willie Nelson dead August 2017 and got a Snopes article and the music video for Still Not Dead.
It's just been a thing. And he has the song...
Still Not Dead. Yeah.
It's on that Redhead Stepchild album, right? Or that...
Some of the tweets are just saying, hearing rumors coming out of inner circles of Nashville.
That's just too vague, man.
Yep.
Yeah. TMZ has nothing, if TMZ has nothing...
You have people sending things to TMZ saying, news leak for you, Willie Nelson has passed away for real this time.
For real this time. That means
That's terrible.
I'm going with It's Not True right now. Man, what's your favorite Willie song, though? Is it Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain?
It's a great song.
I mean...
Oh.
Gosh, man.
Is it... This
On the Road Again?
In twilight glow I see blue eyes crying in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember.
Nobody's seen anything. It's got to be fake.
All rumors right now.
Only memories remain. Through the ages, I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain.
You know, my problem with On the Road Again as the favorite Willie song is that it's hard to have an artist and have their upbeat song as a favorite. Mostly with an artist, their upbeat songs aren't your favorite. Just generally, pick your favorite artist, pick your favorite song. Listen, this is my new theory. I just came up in my
what
head right
now. What
do you mean? Pick your favorite, Amy, what's your favorite song, favorite artist? George Strait, what?
George Strait, Amarillo by Morning.
Slow.
It's kind of slower.
Yeah, like yeah. If you said Fireman, I would be like.
But Fireman's not my favorite. Nope.
Exactly.
Hold up. Yours favorite artist,
Garth
Bobby.
Brooks, If Tomorrow Never Comes.
Oh, really? No Friends in Low Places?
No. John Mayer, Stop This Train.
Dang.
Man, I was gonna say the sad ones.
Tim McGraw, something like that. It's a jam. It's fast.
But your favorite song. Like, no, what's your favorite song?
Ever?
From your favorite artist. Like, probably a Pearl Jam thing, right?
Better Man.
That slow song. 98% of people's favorite songs from artists are slow.
Huh.
Because slow songs have meaning and passion and power.
Wait, I got one.
But you can have one. That's okay.
Lunchbox, Tina Turner.
Well, what's love got to do with it?
I would say
it's kind of slow.
Simply the Best.
Sort of slow.
You know, they all don't have to be slow, okay. But generally. The rule is your favorite artist, it can't be a radio song or a fast song.
Huh.
Judge has spoken.
Was Amarillo by Morning big time radio song?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's his biggest song ever.
Yeah.
Oh,
I also loved Baby Blue.
Slow.
George had
slow.
Some good ones.
Yeah, like The Chair, slow.
Oh, The Chair is so good.
But when they did the dance version, I was like, this isn't very good.
They did a dance version of The Chair?
No, don't be stupid.
I'll Google it.
It's like,
stop it. Calvin Harris did The Chair. Anything on Willie? Nah, I didn't think so.
I asked my friend who's pretty close to him, and he said, no reason to believe it's true right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I felt like it was a lie. Don't tell me to shh.
I wasn't telling you.
But see, my point is, if you have a favorite artist with a favorite song, your favorite songs are usually slow because they're more powerful and they mean more to you. Theory is now out in the earth. Bones. I don't think Willie Nelson's dead.
No.
I'm not. I know other shows are announcing it right now. I'm not. There have been too many rumors. We know too many people that are really close to Willie. Ray just talked to someone who knows Willie. Ray, what did you hear?
Yeah, one of our friends in the industry, Bob Pickett, he talked with Willie's sister, and Willie was on a plane coming back from Hawaii, and that plane landed. So there you go.
That's what we know. We're not the ones saying it. It's not us. We think it's a thing. I got a message, too, from a boss, like, what are you going to do? I'm like, well, what would I do? Like, we've had Willie on the show.
Yeah.
What we would do is talk about Willie and play Willie songs, but we're not having to do that.
If he were dead.
Right now, Willie's alive.
Yeah,
right.
I just met Willie.
Lunch? No, that wasn't him.
That was not Willie. He just had braids.
Like Willie.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what the funny story about that is? Is that they saw Jared Neiman and a fake Willie Nelson in the restaurant, and they decided which one they wanted to go up to and make a bit out of, and they picked fake Willie Nelson.
It was a group decision. It was a group vote, and we decided to go with Willie.
Aww.
Wait, put me in your headspace.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was me, Lunchbox, and Ray, and we saw Jared Neiman walk in. We go, oh, man, we should probably get some audio of Jared Neiman, maybe go interview him or something. Yeah. And then we saw fake Willie come in and be like, dude, this could be way funnier than just talking to Jared Neiman. Let's go talk to fake Willie.
So you picked fake Willie, who Lunchbox thought was real Willie,
yes.
Over Jared Neiman.
Yes.
Interesting.
Well, I thought Willie was the bigger star, but I didn't know it was fake Willie. Eddie encouraged me that it was Willie, so I'd look bad. But yeah, we saw Jared Neiman there too.
You want to know? I think Ray's going out. Ray, you going out with Michael Ray this weekend?
Yeah, well, no, it's not this weekend. It's next weekend.
On the tour bus?
He's going on the road with Michael Ray.
Michael. No. So what happened was, Michael Ray has a couple songs. What's one of them?
Yeah, Think a Little, Kiss a Little More, Think a Little Less.
Okay, so Ray said, hey, Michael Ray, they saw him out. Michael Ray said, we're having a bus party at this location. Ray goes to the bus party, and there's no bus there. So Ray gets mad and blocks him from the show. And then now Michael Ray, I guess, is going to make it up to him. And you're going to go on the road with them for a couple days?
Yeah, it's do I want to do the Midwest leg or the East Coast swing?
It doesn't matter. It's all the same.
Yeah, so it's up to me. So it's either in a week or 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And you are going to go?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's like Indiana, Illinois. That's like the heart of America right there, heading on the tour bus with the boys.
But do you know them? They're not your boys.
Is that going to be awkward?
I don't know them at all.
Great.
What's going to be real awkward is I don't think Michael Ray knows how hard Ray goes.
I'm sure that they do fine. They go hard, too.
Okay.
Right?
Someone said, let's get Willie on the show. One of my bosses. I don't have Willie's cell phone number.
I don't either. Let me check. I don't think I have it.
Does anyone have Willie's contact? Eddie went over to Willie's house once, and Willie was not living in his house. He was living in his bus, because that's where he spent his life. Like touring on the bus.
The bus is parked right outside his house, and he says he never goes in the house.
Did you smoke weed with Willie?
No, we have to talk about this.
I know, I remember you. It's always been a thing.
It's a regret in my life because I don't do drugs. So I had just started my shift when I was working.
Do you consider weed a drug? I've never done weed either, but sure. Do you consider weed a drug
it's
now?
It's illegal. Yeah.
It's only illegal some places. It's recreational.
But where he was, it was illegal.
Where I was, it was illegal, and I had just started my work shift, and we sat with Willie for about like 20 minutes, and out of nowhere, here came his thing, you know, the joint, and he passed it over to us, and I had a decline, and it was like as soon as I said I'm good, Willie, thank you, I just was like, what am I thinking? This is the only chance I have ever in my life. But yeah,
we had a friend who smoked weed with Snoop Dogg once.
What?
Woke up in his car like 2 days later. didn't even remember.
Yeah, it was a blackout.
Uh-oh,
yeah.
That's not good.
No,
he thought he was fine, and then he's like, nope, I'm pulling in this parking lot and falling asleep.
Can I tell you a story about weed?
Yeah.
Because I don't have any stories, really, because I've never touched weed, or I've never smoked a cigarette, never drank a beer. I just haven't, because I don't feel like I could do it in moderation. Not judging it. I personally think it should be legal, because it grows from the ground. What do I care? As long as you're not doing it and hurting people, what do I care?
Yeah.
Here's my problem with it, because I do have a problem with it.
What? Mm.
First of all, I think the alcohol is worse than weed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never had either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing to me that one can be illegal and one's legal.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. Here's my problem. Whenever people smoke weed and I leave because I don't feel comfortable around it, I don't even like being around drunks, they stick the same thing in their mouth and gets passed around.
Oh,
that's disgusting.
That's what bothers you?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I was like, what is this? Just because they share it?
Yeah, lunchbox, if we all took like a piece of paper and we all put it in our mouth and passed it.
I put it in my mouth. I'm not scared.
It's like sharing a straw.
That's disgusting.
No problem.
That's why I don't do weed.
Yeah, okay. That's why.
And do you call it doing weed?
Sure.
That's why I don't do marijuana.
Yeah. It's a very, listen, country music's a very marijuana culture. Like, almost, most artists do it. Most people, it's so weird that it's illegal to
me. Well, it's starting to not be that way.
They did this thing, more songs about country music have weed in it than any other format.
Really?
More than hip-hop.
More than hip-hop. Wow. Hip-hop's moved on.
You mean references?
They moved on.
Oh, okay.
They're singing about hydrocodone.
Oh,
Molly,
oh, wow.
Percocet.
Oh, like Purple Drank.
Like things like that.
They're progressive.
Like, look, the biggest songs, like Al Dean's song, it's like, look, more.
I'm a little more Jack in my Coke now, a little more smoke in my smoke now.
It's not a cigarette.
No.
What?
And then we all did smoking the same thing. Bah, bah, bah,
I know,
bah.
Blake Shelton's. It took me a minute, but I finally, the Colorado hit High.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hit me like a Colorado High.
Yeah, I was like, for a long time, I was like, what? Like the altitude?
That's what I thought.
No.
But double meaning.
Okay, double
drink
meaning.
A little drink, smoke a little smoke. That's not cigarettes. Cigarettes are disgusting to a lot of people, and they still smoke weed.
That's right.
I have a friend who never smoked weed ever. And I would just like something to chill me out, I guess. But first of all, smoking anything, heat in my lungs feels like crazy. But he was like, listen, I never tried it. And he said, I like took one of those vaporizer machines and put a rag over my head. To me, I just picture an old photographer going, okay, we'll take the picture in 3, 2. And he was like, it did it. And he was like, it felt amazing. He's like, you should do it. You could sleep. You could actually rest and be healthy. And anyway, I have no drug. I watch Narcos. That's not even about weed, yeah. Is it?
It's about cocaine.
It's cocaine, but coca. I'm sure they like that stuff.
Yeah, like Lunch said, coca.
Yeah, thanks, Lunch.
Hey, I'm just telling you what it's about.
Okay. When Narcos is coming back?
I just got a message here.
From?
Listen.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to say who it's from.
Okay.
Are you generally around for the next few hours? X Big Show may want to talk to you to speak on Willie, but I'm not hearing it's confirmed yet. Again, there are a lot of fake deaths that happen. If this is fake, which right now we're leaning toward it is, this is the biggest one we've ever had.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
It's so big that I'm starting to think, what if there's something to it?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, anyway. I guess with Willie, you talk weed.
I mean, you talk about a lot of life. That's like, he's been trucking, man. He's just been so relevant in our life for years.
Yeah, he's been awesome to me.
How old is he?
80-something.
I feel like he's 150.
Yeah, you know why? Because we've never seen him not old.
Good point.
That's why I've seen pictures.
Even when he was really young, he looked old.
But in our life, he's never been not old.
You're right.
Which is crazy. Angry customer went into a Chick-fil-A in Jacksonville. They posted videos of the incident because he went in, ordered some nuggets. The nuggets were cold. He was ticked off. He starts arguing with the workers. They locked the doors. That's when they started beating on the glass door. Broke the handle. Went in. Threw straws everywhere. Like, what's up with people on their fast food and getting so angry about it?
I don't know. I think it's other things in life.
They're hangry.
Yeah. That too.
That's what it is. They're so hungry and they just lose control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think hangry makes me do that, though.
They have How angry are you?
Stress in life, and they want to use the food to help with their emotions.
I don't think it's that. They're just freaking crazy.
Okay. Mm.
Like, your nuggets are cold, so you bust into a door and break things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not normal.
There's a car. It's the new Audi. So if you have the money to buy an Audi, it will tell you exactly when your light will change and go green. What?
I say Audi. Is it Audi?
You know what? You know, I'm tired of you making fun of my accent.
I don't know.
No. Wait a minute.
I'm asking.
Amy got me this morning hard. She laughed in my face. We're talking about antennas?
I said it was cute.
Yeah.
100% cute. Said it was. I said your accent comes out with the word antenna. That's cute. So say antenna.
Stop it.
Say it.
We were walking out because what were we talking about this morning?
Oh, we were talking about how TVs. Millennials didn't know you could stick an antenna.
Thank you.
On top the.
And get free TV.
And get free
with
channels.
The antenna.
And we're walking out, and Amy goes, hey, I just want you to know I think it's cute when you say antenna. Your accent comes out.
Antenna.
Stop making fun of the way I say stuff.
I'm not making fun of you. I'm asking.
I grew up in the South.
How do you say it?
Antenna.
I say just how you do, antenna. He says antenna.
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 All you guys suck. Why can't you just let me be me?
No, it's fine. I wasn't making fun
you
of
were.
It. Also,
guys, if someone says something's cute.
I don't know. I'm wondering, have I been saying Audi wrong? Like, is it not an Audi? Is it an Audi? Because
mine's an
Audi.
You say antenna?
No, he goes antenna.
Whatever the case is, the thing is, in the car, it tells you when the light's going to turn green. There's a clock. It goes, doot, doot.
That's genius.
It will also tell you when you're getting close to a light, so you know how much time you have to make it to the light.
Hmm. Wow. What kind of car?
I don't know.
He said Audi, but I think it's Audi.
Okay.
I don't know
how you say it.
What's
you know
right?
What?
I don't
Everybody
know.
Everybody out there that's like me and you grew up in the South and you say Southern things, we have to stick together because there are people in this world that don't understand our culture.
Stop.
But those Audi things
Audi
are nice,
is a
right?
a Southern thing. I think it's just, am I saying it wrong?
Yeah, whatever.
But it's antenna,
cute.
That's
cute. I hate being told that's cute.
There's a tweet out.
What?
That says, according to Willie Nelson's management, the rumors are not true.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, for the record, we never thought they were true.
Yep.
While everybody else is reporting it, running with stories, we're the ones going, we don't think it's true, and we know people who know Willie, and he was on a plane back from Hawaii. We have sources.
There you go.
Stop it with all your death rumors. That's it. I'll tell you what, though. That's a good one. Like, there's a strong one. Those death rumors, usually, I don't believe.
You believe it for a second?
Whenever one of the major news outlets is contacting me going, hey, we may need to talk about this.
Yeah, you're thinking about it.
That's a pretty big fake news story. Like, who started that? Let's start our own.
Who do you want to kill off?
Who do you want to kill off?
I mean,
so much to choose from.
I know, right?
Well, there's.
Oh, that's a good one.
So many options. So many options. The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So BuzzFeed asked people about like when they wash their hands and stuff. And I'm bringing up this because last night during Cooking with Amy, tons of the stuff on Facebook Live, people were dissing me about touching stuff and then not washing my hands. But I did wash my hands before I started cooking, but I had to reach into my spice drawer to get a spice. And then they'd be like, you didn't wash your hands.
You said drawer.
Oh,
that's how I say drawer. Is it cute?
No.
Okay, because I told you the way you were saying Antana was cute. I wasn't being rude. Now you're just being rude.
No, I'm not.
You say Antana?
He does.
Like Joe Antana?
Yeah, that's Joe Montana.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the question you're talking about? I'm changing your story.
Okay. I read a story from BuzzFeed saying that 93% of people admit to washing their hands before cooking.
Okay.
And
you should. That's a pretty high number. I would think that was higher than normal.
They admit it?
Yeah. Well, they say they typically do.
Yeah.
And then 3% say they don't really worry about it.
Yeah. I'm happy with that 93% number. It's never going to be 100, but you give me 9 out of 10 people that wash their hands, I'm in.
Yeah.
By the way, Cooking with Amy, in case you don't know, it's a Facebook show that Amy did yesterday. If you want to go watch it, it's still up there on her Facebook page. What else you got?
Yeah. Okay. So Larry King says that he would love to get the first post-prison O.J. Simpson interview.
I wonder if O.J. called and was like, hey, I want to come on your show. Would I talk to O.J.?
Yeah, would you? Because you know Lunchbox had
yes,
a chance
you
to
would.
Interview him.
I wonder, though, because I think he's a murderer.
Right, so why wouldn't you want to interview a murderer?
I don't know that I want to talk to somebody, though. I think in brutal cold blood killed a woman and another dude.
I mean, it's not glorifying him to interview him. You want
kind
to understand what this guy is.
You think that's going to happen on this radio interview?
I feel like you have the power to do it, yes. Your interview skills are so good that you can open people up to say stuff that they would never think they could say.
No chance.
It'd last about 5 seconds, and I would get ticked off, and he'd have to leave. I don't think I would do it. Yeah. I think, again, I'd like to know what it was like in prison, if they treated him a certain way, but then I'm like, why do I care? I feel like he killed someone. I feel like he killed two people.
Sure.
So why do I want to talk to a douchebag who I think murdered people? Like, I think that would probably weigh in me a little heavier.
Wow.
So you think it's glorifying him by giving him these interviews?
I think it would be tough for me to do. I think other people could do it. I'm not judging them. I think everybody's got their own personal set of boundaries. And listen, I don't have my boundaries far apart.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it'd be tough for me to do because of that. Yeah. And listen, if Larry King wants to, great for him. I'm not judging him.
Yeah, who would you see, OJ? I mean, I guess Larry King would.
Howard Stern.
Oh, okay.
That'd be the greatest.
Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome.
What else you got?
How many trophies do you think you had when you were a kid?
None. I was terrible at everything. I had quiz bowl trophies, and that's about it. No sports trophies.
Okay.
Really?
Well, this one NFL running back dude, do you know Leonard Fortunate.
He played at LSU.
Tell me how to say it because I don't know how to say it.
However you say it, it's fine. It's cute how you say it. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So he had 700 trophies from his childhood. Clearly, this guy was a baller athlete. And you know what he decided to do with them? He decided to melt his trophies down and make them into barbells so he could work out with them.
That's pretty cool. If I melted all my trophies, I'd make a penny.
A little teeny tiny.
Yeah, a little beanie. Yeah.
Teeny tiny paperclip.
What else you got?
Well, in case you were into the whole FBI Director James Comey situation, he has evidently signed a $2.5 million book deal, and I would read that.
Yeah, I'm into that. So they came to me because I'm writing the second book, and they're like, hey, we have to think of a title for your book, because someone already named their book what I was going to name mine. And I was like, because I was wanting to name something funny.
Yeah.
And this whole book's about screwing up, and it's okay to screw up. And I wanted a title, Accidental Boners. But like a mess up.
That's funny.
I know, but it's like what I feel comfortable saying it.
And then when I feel comfortable going to the bookstore looking for
but
it.
But I
yes, I would. I would. That would make that person.
No. But I don't need to go to Barnes & Noble and be like, excuse me, I'm looking for accidental.
We got another one, boys.
But really, honest to God, like that's the conversation I had yesterday, right? Was that can we title the book Accidental Boners? Because a boner is a mess up.
I get it.
Is it?
not just an erection.
Oh. That's funny because you go up to the guy at Barnes & Noble like you say, and it's a guy working behind the counter and be like, hey, man, you got accidental boners?
But it's also a title that pops out. Like my name, Bobby Bones, is stupid. I hate it.
Yeah.
But people hear it and go, what is a Bobby Bones?
What is it?
Yeah, like what is it, a pirate? Is it a, like my name's stupid, but it sticks out. So anyway.
So is that the title that was already taken?
No one's used accidental boners yet.
So now that one's on the table because the original one is already used.
Yes.
Are you out of 1 to 10? How much are we considering this?
My favorite so far is accidental boners. I just don't know if I can use it because it's like a bonehead move.
Boners?
Yes.
Because it's like mess ups
in life.
Okay. All right.
You know what the funniest part of this whole thing was? When you said the title pops out.
Oh my gosh. Y'all are so immature.
But see how people talk about it?
Amy? I mean, that is hilarious.
Yeah, I get it.
People spit their coffee on their keyboards right now when they heard that. That is so funny.
Can I name my book Accidental Boners?
Though? Absolutely.
I mean, can you? Yeah. Should you?
Everybody's had an accidental boner.
No.
A mess up.
We have not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you've had plenty of that just today.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I do those on purpose.
Oh, you do purpose boners?
Purposeful. Right. Whatever. I'm Amy. That's my pile. Get your bones
on Bobby Bones Show. That's it. Appreciate you waking up with us. Thank you so much. We'll see you on Friday. Tomorrow, a female Friday, my friend Brandi Clark will come by and perform her new song. Also, the Friday morning dance party. Also, I hope you're here. I'm going to get some rest today. I got to shake this big bullfrog living in my chest. What should I do? Should I go run it out?
I don't know.
Cardio it out?
Sauna it out.
It's tough.
Yeah. Just scream it out.
Ooh, that's a possibility.
Yeah,
you can do that.
I'll see you guys on Friday. Come on. Get your Bobby Bones on.